by Heather Ludwig and Brittany Spees. They come in, as we said, at 2-T. And that is a look at the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll have the opening tip after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed wishes the kids the best of luck tonight from Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. Shelton and Wood River, we get underway, and the opening tip will be controlled by the hometown Wood River Eagles. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's broadcast. It is always the web, kkpr.com. Shelton likes to come out, play a 1-3-1 as the ball is batted out of bounds. And Wood River hoping that they can shoot the ball a little bit better. They have been doing that the last couple of games, so let's see if that keeps up tonight. But here they throw it away, trying to get it inside to Morgan Heist, well over her head. Shelton will run to the other end. Brannigan got too deep, missed the shot. The ball comes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. So Shelton will get the ball underneath for their first opportunity here. And on the traveling blue and black trim for Shelton, home white, purple trim for Wood River. They try to force it in the middle to Brannigan. She's covered. The ball deflected away, and Shelton turns it over. So each team one possession, and each team one turnover. Wood River dumps it into the right-hand corner to Bossert. She is one of the two leading scorers on this ball club. They really do good getting her the ball down low. And now she'll pop up to the free throw line and take the shot. It will not go, and the rebound brought down underneath by Eva Urbanic, who has to play now with that face shield. Got her nose thumped here in the last game against Amherst, and so you kind of see that clear mask sometimes in college and NBA. Well, that's what's happened here, and sometimes that's hard to breathe in as Wood River will step in front and make the steal with Angie Bowers. So we played a scoreless first minute of our ball game. Bowers down into the corner to Bossert. Bossert kicks it back up top to the freshman Bosch. She'll try the three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron, no good, and the ball comes almost out of bounds. Great hustle there by Shelton to save it, and that's Vanessa Rash to do the job. And up the floor come the Lady Bulldogs. Brannigan swings it to the left side against Meyer. Looks like a zone as well for the Eagles here. Dump it down to Urbanic. Move the ball quickly around the perimeter and get it up top to Maggie Urbanic, who goes into the left-hand corner to Emma. Maggie's the junior. Both of them, of course, are juniors. Both of them 5'8", we should say. Tracy Meyer on the right side, still looking for a shot here. Shelton throwing over the top of the zone. Good movement here by the Eagles. And really good defense this trip down the floor. They dump it into the corner to Emma Urbanic. We had a chance to see Shelton play for the first time this year last week against Ravenna. Hung in there, just couldn't get the win on either side. And now, finally, a 19-foot jumper will be fired up there by Maggie Urbanic. It's no good. And the backside rebound is run down by Kelsey Baugh. So a long possession that came up empty there for Shelton. Ravenna and Shelton was just a 14-point game. As we come to the other end, the short jumper by Heiss will not go. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Shelton. So nothing to write home about yet. We have played 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and we remain scoreless here in the girls' game on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Shelton. On our sister station tonight, Amherst and Gibbon are playing ESPN 1460. So all the Highway 30 squads battling here. Just 6 miles separate Shelton and Wood River, but different conferences and different classes. The ball is stolen away and heading the other way. Morgan Heist for the layup, and she missed it. Trying to get the rebound, she decided to go from the left to the right hand, hit the rim on the way up, and the tie-up will be between Angie Bowers and Tracy Meyer on the rebound, and the arrow points the way of the Shelton Bulldogs. So opportunity missed there for Wood River to get on the board with a breakaway layup that wouldn't crawl over the rim. And Coach Darren Parlin says that's been some of the kids' problem, although, again, at 2-10, and we'll have time a little bit later to break this down for you, the teams that they have played and still to play, pretty amazing. There are hardly any teams under 500 on their record or on their schedule. And we have the first foul of the game. And it's going to be a reach-in foul called on Wood River, Angie Bowers. And our first substitutions will also come from Wood River. Connor Fisher checks in. Also checking in is going to be Jessica Mead. 3 minutes in, looking for our first points. Shelton will throw it in on the side, go up top to Brannigan at center court. She'll give it to Meyer, fire it into the right-hand corner to Maggie Urbanek. Quickly moving around. They're trying to throw it around the zone quicker than Wood River can get there. And finally, Urbanek will take it in the corner. Emma's shot from 15 is no good, and the rebound comes down to Angie Bowers, her second here of the quarter. Outlet pass into the front court to Fisher. Fisher forces it underneath. Bossert got under the glass and then steps back. Can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. Shelton brings it into the front court here against the 2-3 zone. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it will not go by Meyer from the outside. Offensive rebound to Maggie Urbanek. Kicks it back out to Brannigan. A second chance here for Shelton. Crowd waiting. This is probably a good thing that neither one's tradition is to stand until you score, because we haven't seen it yet. Finally, in the middle, Resch takes the turnaround jumper from eight, and it will not go. Kelly Bossert with the rebound. So now we've played 4 minutes. Halfway through the first quarter, we're still scoreless. Fisher tries to get it into Bossert, but the pass is too far ahead of her, and it's stolen away by Maggie Urbanek. Third turnover for Wood River. Up the floor, Shelton, 17-footer from the wing, won't go by Meyer. One and done as Connor Fisher gets the rebound. Everything looks good except the ball being bouncing, I guess we should say, off the rim. They just can't get any points in. They're moving the ball. The defense is moving well. Bossert tries a 15-footer on the left wing. Still won't go. The rebound brought down by Tracy Meyer. I think you'll hear the crowd erupt once a bucket is finally made, and it won't be made there by Emma Urbanek. And out of bounds it goes. And Shelton will come in with two subs, Christina Raggi, and also coming in, Kelsey Rouse. In for the Eagles, Becca Volpe returns. Well, both teams kind of playing like the weather, cold right now. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. We're still looking for a point. A little pressure put on by Shelton. Wood River breaks it and then throws it over the head of a wide-open Becca Volpe down on the baseline. They had a three-on-none. So Shelton will inbound it. Fourth turnover here for the Eagles. And up the floor with it, Tracy Meyer. This is unusual for Shelton. They haven't had a lot of problems scoring this season. They don't average 60 or 70 points, but they do put points on the board. And now a foul inside. They try to go to the high post to Raggi, and Baugh bumped into her, and Kelsey with her first foul. Back into the ball game. We're going to see, I guess, a couple of new players. Lindsey Hahn is in for Shelton, and Alexis Burkhart is in for Wood River. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. They'll get it down to the low block. Turnaround jumper's going to be up and no good on the first try that time for Shelton, and they won't get another one on the Rouse miss. Rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. Up ahead they go to Angie Bowers. Bowers into the corner, has the ball deflected away. 2:50 to go, first quarter. 0-0. Historian Jim Skeen over there already looking through the record books to see the last time this happened. Eagles basketball here. I guess one thing is you got to be pleased with the defense. Bowers for three, and that'll break that ice. Angie Bowers at the 2:42 mark finally gets one to find its way through the cylinder instead of off of it, and it's a three-point bucket. 3-0 in favor of Wood River. Shelton now, let's see if they can answer on their end. They've gotten plenty of looks, just haven't got anything to go in. Into the right-hand corner, Hahn's going to try a three. It's off the heel, no good. Backside rebound run down by Wood River's Jocelyn Brown. Up the floor come the Eagles with the lead. A little pressure, zone three-quarter court trap. They'll throw over the top of it and get it to Burkhart. Burkhart throws over the zone to the left side. Short jumper won't go by Volpe. Offensive rebound, though, run down by the Eagles, and Brown has it. Back up to Bowers at the free throw line. Her shot attempt is blocked by Hahn, and Shelton will come out of there with it. Pushing it up the floor will be Emma Urbanek. Can't get into the paint, though. Kicks it up top of the ball is deflected out of bounds by Bowers, who's been very active out there despite the low-scoring first quarter, and massive substitutions now. One thing about this, we have been running up and down the court quite a bit. Really one long possession early on for Shelton. Into the ball game for the Bulldogs for the first time, Mariah Henninger. She'll hand it off to Hahn. Try to get it up top to Brannigan. It's through her hands, and they say no over and back that it was tipped. And it's run down there by Vanessa Resch. And Rouse is also in there, and Brannigan's going to come into the paint, force the shot, and draw the foul. So maybe Shelton can get on the board from the free throw line. The foul's on Burkhart. Her first of the team's third. And Kaylin Brannigan at the 1:36 mark. We'll go to the line for the first free throws and looking for Shelton's first point, and she won't get it on the first one as it clanks off the front of the rim. No good. checking in now for the Eagles, Kelsey Baugh. Burkhardt out. Meade checks in. And also checking out will be Jocelyn Brown. Boys game will follow. Should be a good battle of the boys game as well. Wood River has kind of righted the ship here a little bit. Both teams well above 500. Second free throw, Brannigan, no good. Rebound brought down by Kelly Bossert. And up the floor comes Wood River. Long outlet pass. Meade does a good job to track it down to the right-hand corner to Bossert. Attacks the rim right side, off the glass and in. And Bossert with the first two-point bucket of the ball game. And Wood River's up to a 5-0 lead. Coach Farland saying they haven't had a problem getting out of the gate lately. In fact, in some of these losses, they have had the lead and haven't been able to hold on. Right now they're up 5-0, and Brannigan, trapped in the paint, just has to try and get it out of there. Does, and then it is thrown away, and it's going to be picked up before it goes out of bounds. Third turnover, Shelton, and then walking with the basketball is Meade. Meade ran so fast to grab the ball that when she did, couldn't get the ball down on a dribble. 5-0 Wood River, 1 minute and 2 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. And Shelton with a basketball. Up the floor, Brannigan swings it to Resch, dumps it down to the corner, Urbanek. She's going to try the three-pointer. It's no good. They're 0-3 from the outside, and Heinz will yank down the rebound here for Wood River. Then her outlet pass is punched out of there by Brannigan and out of bounds. 46 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. 5-0 Wood River. The 2-10 Lady Eagles leading 9-5 Shelton and shutting them out. Outlet pass over the pressure into the front court to Heist to the trailer. Bossert runs into a double team, kicks it back out to Morgan. Three-pointer is on the way. It is no good. Rebound being fought for, still being fought for, and Brannigan saves it for Shelton. Outlet pass to Hahn, who needs some help and ends up walking with it. So back-to-back turnovers for Shelton. Their fourth here of the first quarter. 26 seconds remaining here in the quarter, and Wood River should get the last shot if they want to hold for it. 25 seconds to go. With it is Meade. Meade dribbles to the three-point line, unguarded, fires and hits. Nobody came out on her, so Meade hits the second three of the game for Wood River, and it is 8-0 with 10 seconds to go as Brannigan brings it into the front court. Over to Resch. Resch, skip pass left side, Hahn. Ball fake, takes a dribble, can't get the shot, kicks it out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they will not get a shot away, and Shelton is shut out. Here on the road in the first quarter of play, and Randy Schultz now has to find a way to keep his kids' spirit up. They're getting shots. They're just not making them. After one, Wood River 8 and Shelton nothing here on Classic Hits.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 to the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Big thank you as always to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. We go to the second quarter. Wood River will have the ball, and they lead it over Shelton 8-0 and travel on the opening possession. That's the sixth turnover on Wood River. Shelton has 4 rebounds. Wood River 10, Shelton 7. 3-point shooting, Wood River 2 of 4, Shelton 0 of 3. The only free throws came from Shelton. They missed them. They're 0 of 2. The runner down the lane by Brannigan is short. No good. Bossert will get her third rebound here for the Eagles. Tabah, they try to trap her in the backcourt, picks the dribble up, finds Bossert in the front court. Resch knocks it away from her, but Kelly tracks it down. Shelton's going to try and get a little tougher defensively here, and maybe that'll get some steals and get them on the board with a layup or two. With it up top is Bowers. She has one of the threes, Meade had the other, and Bossert hit a bucket, and those are the 8 points right now. And Bossert, right-hand baseline, 10-footer, no good. Ball slapped around, and Tracy Meyer will grab her third rebound to Brannigan as Shelton pushes it into the front court. Swing it left side. Meyer into the corner of Urbanek. Can't get a three away. Hand in her face by Volk. Both teams playing zone at the 2-3 for Wood River. A 1-3-1 for Shelton as Brannigan drives the right baseline and finally gets one to go. A minute into the second quarter, and Shelton is now on the board with the Kalen Brannigan bucket, and it's 8-2. That's one thing Shelton can at least feel good about, is that you go 9 minutes without scoring and you're not blown out. It's only 8-2. Tyler's with it up top for the Eagles. Swing into the right-hand corner of Bossert. Brannigan just about had the steal. Instead, quick reversal to Volk down low. She's not tall enough to battle Urbanek. Out to Bowers for the three. It is no good. Rebound comes down, and it's lost away. Resch thought she had it, and sneaking in from behind is going to be Becca Volk to grab the loose ball. And another opportunity here. Meade back to Volk in the right-hand corner, trying to work it around the perimeter of this zone. And eventually the ball is deflected out of bounds. 6:15 to go here in the first half. 8-2. Wood River with the lead. Girls contest, boys to follow. Right now, Bossert tries to get it inside to Heist. Kick it back out to Baugh for the three. About banked it in off the glass and rattled around, came out. Rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. That's her third. And up the floor comes Shelton. See if they can add on to that first bucket they had here in the quarter. Emma Urbanek to Resch, kicks it back out. Too far away to shoot the three. Rotate it left side. Coming in is going to be Meyer. Got around one, around two. Puts the short jumper off the glass. No good. The ball is swatted out to Kelsey Baugh. She'll push it up the floor, trying to go all the way, and is fouled as she goes in for the shot. Wood River will go to the line for the first time this evening. And the foul is going to be called on Brannigan. That'll be the first foul of the game on Shelton. So two free throws now coming up for the freshman point guard, Kelsey Baugh. And the first one hangs on a rim and decides it does want to go. First point for Baugh. Again, tonight's high school basketball, as always, on the web at kkpr.com. Second free throw now is coming up and can't get that one to go, but an offensive rebound brought down by the Eagles and Morgan Heist, so they'll get another opportunity here. Rotate it back to Heist on the left wing, then she throws it over the head of Meade and into the backcourt it goes for an over and back. So Wood River will turn it over for the seventh time here in the half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a preview of the boys' game, which is still to come. Only two losses on the year for the Shelton boys, but they'll step up in class again today against the Lou Flat Conference opponent. Shelton gets it to Urbanek, tries to draw the double team and dump it into Resch, but Wood River has it well covered. The ball is stolen away by Jocelyn Brown. Shelton's fifth turnover of the game. Up the floor, Bossert on the trail, is swatted at and fouled by Tracy Meyer. First foul on Meyer, and at the line will be Kelly Bossert. Wood River has to play again tomorrow night when they travel to Central City, a 3-10 team, then Ord, and then the rival with Gibbon. And the free throw is up and in for Bossert. Wood River losing on Tuesday to Adams Central, 50-46. Last week to Loup City, 48-41. To Fillmore Central, the game before that, 43-33. They don't get blown out very much. They have a couple of times. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Urbanek. That's why Coach Parler and the girls thought maybe they could get a little winning streak going here, but the last two that were winnable games that they let in, they couldn't hold on. And the next two probably are winnable as well. Three-pointer Meyer for Shelton is off the front of the iron and no good. Defensive rebound? No, it's going to be Urbanek to get it offensively here for Shelton. Second opportunity as they try to force it in there. Ball knocked away. It's on the floor. We got a scrum, and it finally is saved by Bowers as she rolls it over to Bossert. So Bowers on the floor, saving it there. It's 10-2 here, and we are at the 4:35 mark of the second quarter. Not been pretty offensively, and a foul is going to be called at the other end on Shelton. And it's going to go on Emma Urbanek. That'll be her first. And we're actually going to get a timeout here now by Shelton. They have played 11 and a half minutes and only scored 2 points. 4:33 to go in the first half of play at Wood River. The Eagles 10, Shelton 2 on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
I want to thank Dave Baugh, the athletic director here at Wood River, for his hospitality, and to all the fine folks as always. As we come back out of that Shelton timeout, they're on defense, and Wood River will have the basketball, leading it 10-2, 4:25 to go in the first half. Trying to throw over the zone, the ball is deflected, and Shelton will come away with the steal. Into the ball game, Kelsey Rouse made the steal, and at the other end, trying to take it all the way to the hoop, Shelton walks with a basketball. This would be more like a first game of the season type of performance if you ask the coaches here. I mean, they are, again, hustled on defense, but boy, don't expect this cold of shooting and trying to break the press. They'll throw it down to Brown, and stepping in front, Rouse got a hand on it to knock it out of bounds. Substitution coming in here for the Eagles, Jessica Mead. So Mead is in there, Connor Fisher, Brown, Bossert, and Bowers. Those are the five on the floor for the Eagles as they take it out underneath their own hoop, leading it 10-2. Into Bosser. Not much going off the out-of-bounds. Fisher just kind of dribbles it back up top. They'll go. A little bit more of a 2-3 look here now for Shelton. They like playing the 1-3-1, and now they were just out of position. They'll step in. Meyer knocked it away. Tries to get up the floor. We got a collision. Let's see who the loose ball foul is going to be on. Looks like Wood River. No, that's not the case. They're going to call it on Shelton. The foul's on Rouse. That'll be her first. And the team's fourth. Four fouls on Shelton. Each team has scored 2 points here in the second quarter. And we went 5.5 minutes in the first quarter with nobody scoring. Then Wood River got eight and let it 8-0. Right elbow with it is going to be Bossert. Bossert trying to get out of there. Walks with a basketball. 3:34 to go here in the first half of play. 10-2, and I guess the one thing you got to worry about right now is that this is not the way it is as they go to halftime. There's still 3.5 minutes left. Either team could get a little something going here and at least salvage this first half. And there's a nice pass by Hahn underneath to Rogge, who attacks, scores, and draws the foul. And just like that, Shelton makes something good happen. And Rogge will get a free throw attempt here to try and get point number 5 on the board. The foul is on Brown. First on Jocelyn, evens the fouls up at 4. Free throw, Rogge, short, no good. Comes out real hard, and finally Bowers is going to be able to control it. It bounced off 2 or 3 sets of hands as it came off like a laser there from the front of the iron. 10-4, Wood River, 3:10 to go, first half. Trying to get the steal, another foul called on Rouse. That'll be her second for Shelton. But we're not at the 1-1 yet, so Wood River will take it in at midcourt. They'll extend the zone out to midcourt, try and make Bowers change direction, which she does. Gives it off to Mead. Back to Bowers, who dropped it, so she gives it right back to Mead. Reverse it left side to Bossert on the baseline. There's a nice pass inside, and the short jumper is up and in for Connor Fisher. And that'll make it 12-4. The Eagles execute a nice play there on the assist from Bossert. Good play by Wood River. Urbanek fakes the 3 in the left-hand corner here for Shelton. Hasn't been able to drive that baseline all game long, so she kicks it out. Now Hahn with a nice pass down to Urbanek. Another ball fake. Puts the short jumper up, no good. And it's punched out of bounds. Ooh! Yeah, the official pointed the wrong way. He knew what he wanted. Hahn punched the ball out of bounds. But it was quick enough for Darren Parlin to pop up off the seat there. But the official got it right. Urbanek is head faking every time she gets the basketball, and sometimes she's open, and by the time she gets done with her fake, then Wood River's on her, and then she runs into a double team and can't get the shot that she wants. So we'll see if they coach that a little differently here in the second half, as Fisher's shot is no good, but Mead gets the rebound. As we approach the 2-minute mark here of the first half, one thing for sure, the game is moving along as Bowers gets the right side. There's Fisher, little 7-footer up and in. And Connor Fisher with back-to-back buckets. The lead is now out to 10 for Wood River, 14-4. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Hahn with it on the right wing. Lindsay, backdoor pass. Urbanek's there. Great pass. She'll lay it up and in. Hahn's made a couple of really nice passes here in the last minute. And that time, Emma Urbanek is able to take advantage and get her first bucket. 14-6, pressure in the backcourt. Rogge going to tie him up. Arrow points the way of Shelton. So Wood River turns it over. And four new faces back into the game for Wood River. A couple of more in Resch and Brannigan for Shelton. Bossert, the only player for the Eagles to stay on the floor. You've got Baugh and Burkhart out there, along with Volt and Heist coming back in. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing out top to Brannigan, into the corner to Hahn for the three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Alexis Burkhart. Hahn, 5'11", the tallest player on the team, out there shooting threes and hasn't been able to hit one. Volt kicks it out to Meade. She'll try a three and cast it over everything. Ball loose on the floor. We'll get another jump. This time the arrow points the way of Wood River as Brannigan and Bossert tie up down low. 1:14 here in the second quarter. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Eagles will get it in underneath their own hoop. Try to do that little back door that everybody tries to do, and a foul going to be called on Shelton pushing. Shove Bossert to the back. Brannigan with her second foul. And we'll take it out again underneath the hoop. Meade to throw it in here for the Eagles. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Burkhart. Wanted to go up top. Traveled with a basketball. So you got a couple of freshman guards out there. And as Coach Parlin was telling me before the game, he goes, you look out there sometimes, I got two freshmen, I got two sophomores. They do some great things and then they wonder what happened on the next play. Kind of like that. 1 minute to go in the half, and Resch will shoot the 15-footer for the Bulldogs. No good. Hahn with the tip try. It's no good. And coming out of there will be Bossert with her fifth rebound for Wood River. To Meade. Long pass over everybody and out of bounds. 12th turnover for Wood River. Coach Parlin wanting his girls to settle down. Don't press it if it's not there. And they've had a couple of turnovers that same way. Hahn, skip pass left side. Rogge takes the 18-footer. It's no good. Ball tip. Heist trying to grab the loose ball. She's on the floor. There's nobody there, and they want to call a timeout, and they get it. Coach Darren Parlin, fortunate that it happened on his side of the court, and Heist gets the rebound, and a timeout will be called here by Wood River with just 38 seconds to go, and it looks like it's going to be a full length time. No, it's not going to be. He'll stand them back up. 30-second timeout. 38 seconds to go. It's 14-6 here in the first half. Wood River leading Shelton. We'll be right back.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Wood River with the ball out of the 30-second timeout, facing the pressure, getting it over the top into the front court to Burkhart. 30 seconds to go now. Bowers has the ball between the circles. Here in the second quarter, it's only 14-6 Wood River. Skip it around to Burkhart, trying to play for the last shot. Down to 15 seconds. Little catch. Brannigan went for the steal. Little contact. They let it go. Brannigan gets her hand on it again, but can't quit the quick steal. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Take a long jumper from Burkhart. No good. And then Heist goes over the back with 2 seconds. And Morgan with her first personal foul. So not really a big deal because it's only the 15th foul. 2 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Shelton going to try and get a half-court shot away. They'll throw it to Brannigan. She'll cast it from beyond half-court. It's well short, and that's half. Well, the girls are going to go to the locker room and try and find their offense, find their shot, and come out in the second half. X's and O's, I don't know what you change up for the coaches. They're taking shots. They're just not making them. At the half, it's Wood River 14 and Shelton 6. Coming up, we will be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Look at the first half numbers, preview the boys' game, let you know what's going on the rest of the weekend as we keep busy with basketball and, yes, wrestling as the Lou Platt Conference meet is Saturday. So all that and more coming up after this timeout on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Shelton and protect what needs to be protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to Wood River, where it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. They'll remove it. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And yes, the score here at the half is Wood River 14 and Shelton 6. Shelton shooting 3 of 22 from the field of the first half. Wood River slightly better, 5 of 20. And amazingly, that's 25%. It wouldn't seem like they were shooting that well, but just a tough, tough shooting night so far here as Wood River is struggling to get the ball in, and Shelton is struggling even more, just 3 out of 22. That's right around 17-18% from the field here. So we'll see if they can get that turned around as we head to the second half of play. Want to remind you that the boys game is coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've got a Wood River team that has won 2 in a row to get to 7-5 on the season. They've won 4 in a row coming out of the holiday break, but then had to play Kearney Catholic and Ravenna back-to-back and travel to Fillmore Central and dropped a 7-point game. When they don't win, they don't score, and that's kind of ironic that we talk about that here. Most of the games that they have trouble in, they're in the 30s, but even the games they are winning, they're averaging right in that mid-40s for the season. And for the team from Shelton, they had gotten off to a great start, and they're still playing good at 11-2. They did get beat by Ravenna last week. You look at the score, it was 72-42, but it was a 5-point game at the half, and then the Shelton boys just ran into what folks are used to seeing from Ravenna. Ravenna couldn't miss in the second half, and Shelton just got a little frustrated as that game went along, and it got bad for them there. Their only other loss this season come to Bruning Davenport Chickley, who's 10-4. The difference here is the competition. Shelton, one of those bubble teams. They have been D1. This year they're C2, which is just going to thump them because they're in that monster district with Burwell and Arapahoe and Ravenna and South Loop, who all have solid boys basketball teams. And Shelton, not bad themselves at 11-2, but they don't play any Class C schools. In fact, the first Class C school they played was Broken Bow. They beat them. The other C team that they played, Ravenna. This is the third C school they played. They've got Blue Hill and Gibbon still on their schedule that are in C1 or C2. Shelton would love to be D1 and racking up some wild card points here, but instead they're back at about 8th or 10th in the wild card points right now, even with that 11-2 record. They've got a nice ball club. They've got 3 guys that can score in double figures. And for Wood River, of course, they've got some of the familiar names on that lineup as well. Wissing, of course, Cooper Wissing doing some good things down there. And they've got some good guards. But can they get the job done tonight against this Shelton ball club? We expect that to be a pretty darn good basketball game. Tomorrow, here on Classic Hits, it's hockey Friday and Saturday night, but we will have Elm Creek Pleasanton on ESPN 1460 AM tomorrow. That doubleheader gets underway at approximately 6 o'clock. Tonight on ESPN Radio, Amherst is taking on Gibbon, and Craig Eckert has that for you from Gibbon. Then on Saturday, we want to remind you that the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament will be held at Centura. And once again, KKPR will be on hand. I'll be there at Centura bringing you all the action from the finals that are scheduled to begin between 3 and 3:30. We'll bring you all of the action of the championship and consolation matches on Saturday afternoon. And, of course, Wood River, the overwhelming favorite to win the Lou Platt Conference title, ranked number 1 in Class C. Adams Central, many believe, is about the only other team that may push him for the team title. But, as always, a lot of good individual matchups as that meet will progress on Saturday. We'll take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It's a low-scoring girls game at the half. Wood River 14, Shelton 6. We'll look at the numbers in a minute.
your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at our first half stats, starting with the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Tracy Meyer has 3 rebounds. Christina Raggi has 2 points. Vanessa Resch has 1 rebound. Maggie Urbanek has 1 rebound. Kaylin Brannigan, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Emma Urbanek, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and Lindsay Hahn has a rebound and a blocked shot, and that is it. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers for Shelton, 4 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. Foul situation, Brannigan and Kelsey Rouse each have 2. Shelton was shut out in the first quarter, and they get 6 points in the second quarter. At the half for the 9-5 Bulldogs, 6 points, 13 rebounds, 0 of 3 from free throw line, 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. For the Wood River Eagles, Kelsey Baugh, 1.2 rebounds, Jessica Mead, 3 points, 1 rebound, Alexis Burkhardt, a rebound, Connor Fisher actually leads the team with 4 points, 2 rebounds, Becca Volpe, a rebound, Morgan Heiss, 3 rebounds, Angie Bowers has hit a 3-pointer and has 4 rebounds, Jocelyn Brown, 2 rebounds, and Kelly Bossert, 3 points and 5 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where the Eagles were 2 of 4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 7 in the second for Wood River. Foul situation, nobody in any trouble, as nobody has more than 1 so far in the game. Wood River had 8 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. At the half, the Eagles have 14 points, 21 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, and 12 turnovers. At the half, the 2-10 Wood River Eagles lead the 9-5 Shelton Bulldogs 14-6. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. On ESPN 1460, with 3 minutes to go in the first half, Gibbons girls are leading Amherst 26-21. Two of the premier players in the area in Amherst, Shelly Hemmen, and Gibbons, Jerrica Pearson, battling in that ball game. Here, once again, at the half, Wood River 14 and Shelton 6. We'll head to the second half in 1 minute.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Wood River, where we are ready for the second half of basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Shelton will get the ball to start the third quarter. And let's see if we can forget the first half and have a much more productive second half on both sides. As Brannigan on the baseline gets a little tip pass and is going to be fouled on the jump shot. So free throws to begin the second half here for Shelton. Foul is going to be on Becca Volt, her first. And Brannigan, 0 of 2 at the line, has one bucket, which accounts for a third of her team's points. And the free throw here is up and in. 14-7, Wood River. That's about as low a scoring first half as I've seen in a long time. But it's shocking because, obviously, Shelton's record very good, and Wood River not a bad ball club for only having two wins. As the second free throw, no good, and it's going to be punched out of bounds and go to the Eagles. Again, Shelton, one of those ball clubs, if they can make a bucket, they like to put a little pressure on, then try and force turnovers, but they can't make a bucket to put the pressure on. So they do on the out-of-bounds here, and the Eagles make a baseball pass to the other end. Heist kicks it back out to Bowers for the three. It is no good, and Vanessa Resch will have the rebound. And Shelton will bring it up with Meyer. Original five starters for both teams. Brannigan throws it behind, Meyer, and it's into the back court for an over-and-back seventh turnover. Those five on the floor for Shelton, Meyer, Resch, both Urbonics and Brannigan, and for Wood River, Bob, Wolf, Heist, Bowers, and Kelly Bossert. 14-7, Wood River, first minute of the third quarter of play. And Bowers has another open three, so she'll fire it up. It is no good, and the rebound brought down by Meyer. That's the fourth for Tracy. Bossert not going to try and guard her man, so she'll get back into the defensive zone, and Shelton will get into their offense against the zone. Both teams have been playing zone all game. And when you're cold shooting, you there's no reason to get out of that. And that's exactly what both teams have stuck with. Shelton loves that 1-3-1 when they're down there on defense. Meyer with the left wing, trying to lob it down low, and it's tipped and stolen away by Heiss. Outlet pass, she gives it up to Bowers. Bowers doesn't have enough room, so she'll pull up and get it out top to Baugh. Back in the corner, Heiss. Morgan for three, and it's up and in. Morgan Heiss with her first bucket of the ball game, the third three for Wood River. And they're back up by 10, 17-7. Here is Brannigan driving and kicking out on the left side of the key. Nothing there. Back to Urbonic. Meyer, skip pass right side. Brannigan open. Three-pointer on the way. Will not go. Backside rebound. Urbonic puts it up and in. Emma with her second bucket to go with six rebounds. 17-9, Wood River. Pressure is on, but Wood River is doing a good job of breaking it by just simply throwing over the top of it. And the ball stolen away, seeing it all the way and making the steal is going to be number 22, Maggie Urbonic, who goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. So a flurry of scoring here from Shelton on the last two possessions. It's 17-11. They score 5 points in 2 minutes. They had 6 points in 16 minutes in the first half. Bossert triple team down low, so they play a little three-man game here with Baugh and with Heist in the right-hand corner. One dribble, the freshman ball gives it back to Heist. Not a lot of movement away from the basketball, and the Eagles throw it away again. And out of bounds it goes. So Shelton will sub in, or Jessica Mead comes in for Wood River. And I thought Shelton was going to sub in, but I guess not, sitting back down on the bench. So Eagles on the defense, Shelton with the basketball. Down by 6, 17-11. Meyer weaves her way through, throws up a tough shot, no good. Tries to follow her shot, and it ends up in the hands of Morgan Heiss. To Bowers, and Bowers will bring it across the timeline and stop right there. Holds the ball, kicks it over on the right wing to Heiss. Does a great job of tight roping the sidelines and keep it in. Reverse it over to Volk. Volk takes an iron footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Meyer. Meyer pushes it up the floor right side. Stops the right elbow. Goes to the left elbow to Urbonic. Tries to force it inside. It almost got deflected into the hoop off of a Wood River hand. It goes off the board and pulled down by Kelly Bossert. So another steal and another turnover for Shelton. That is their ninth. 4:40 to go in the third quarter, and it is 17-11, Wood River, and a walk up top on the Eagles. Mead was so wide open that she took off without dribbling the basketball. And now the Eagles will bring into the ball game Jocelyn Brown. So Coach Parlin playing a lot of kids, trying to find anything that will work here offensively. Same thing for Shelton, who trails by 6. Meyer swings it right side. I'll tell you what, if you play Shelton from here on out, you just got to use the Wood River blueprint, I would think. And we're going to have another tie-up and a foul now. They're going to say a foul after the steal. Bossert gets in there, forces the turnover, and trying to get it back, the foul called on Shelton. Goes on Vanessa Resch, her first of the half here on the Bulldogs. As we said, Wood River plays tomorrow at Central City. For Shelton, they have to play not until a week from tomorrow, so they're going to be in the gym, and if they don't get things going here, it's going to be probably an unpleasant week of practice, because then they will have to play at Blue Hill on the 28th, and both teams have their conference tournaments the same week. We've got a foul down here on the Shelton offensive end on the Eagles. Wood River's Angie Bowers with her second. First Wood River player with multiple fouls. Brannigan out. Resch out. And it's going to be Maggie Urbanek to throw it in to Meyer for three on the inbounds, up and in. The first three of the ball game for Shelton, and the first bucket of the ball game for Tracy Meyer. They're now 1 of 7 beyond the arc, and 17-14, seven in a row here by Shelton to trail by three, and a timeout going to be called by Wood River. Coach Darren Parlin going to have him over on the bench with 3:42 to go in the third quarter. It is 17-14 Wood River. We'll be back in a minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Welcome back to Wood River High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, as the Eagles now have went into a scoring funk. And they travel off the inbounds out of a timeout. And Darren Parlin now, you make a mistake, you're coming out. He's in the 13th game of the year, and I think that's kind of what he told the girls. We should be knowing what we're doing, and we have done better, and now they're getting frustrated because it's such a low-scoring game, so he's going to bring them over and coach them up a little bit more. So 3:30 to go, third quarter. Big pick set up there by Rogge. Kick it into the corner. Urbanek, it's no good. Five people on the floor trying to grab the loose ball. We got a jump. It was Kelsey Rouse for Shelton and Jocelyn Brown for Wood River tied up. The arrow points the way of Wood River. It was 8-0 after the first quarter, Wood River, 14-6 at half, and now they lead 17-14 with 3:20 to go in the third quarter here on Classic Hits. The boys' game will follow. Brown in the front court tries to fire it into the paint. It's deflected away by Urbanek, and Meyer will pick it up. Turnover is becoming more of a problem here in the second half than they were in the first. Hahn underneath. There's a short jumper off the glass. Rogge puts it up and in. Christina makes it a one-point game. It is 17-16. The last 9 points have been scored by Shelton. Wood River just 3 points here in the quarter. Into the front court. Will be Baugh. Stops in the right wing. Looks at it. Doesn't take the three. Over to Burkhart. Back to her. Baugh back to Burkhart against this 1-3-1 zone of the Shelton Bulldogs. Fisher tries to force it inside. There's absolutely nobody open. And another Wood River turnover. Six in the quarter for Wood River. Shelton's given it up four times here in the quarter. Meyer pulls up from 17. Her jumper rattles out no good. Rebound. Bosser tired of people hanging on her. Rips it out of there. And for Kelly, that'll be her first of the half, sixth of the game. Wood River trying to get up the floor. Maybe get the pace moving a little bit more here. Get a little sweat brewing. And forget that the ball hasn't been going in the hoop. Ball with it. Back over to Burkhart. To Bossert. Bossert comes into the paint. And a foul called on Shelton. So surprised that somebody drove that they got caught flat-footed. And Kelsey Rouse with her third personal foul. Second foul of the half. Wolf and Heiss back in for Wood River. So is Bowers. Here comes Brannigan back in for Shelton. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. 2:03 to go, third quarter, 17-16, Wood River. And the inbounds pass, trying to set up Bowers on the right wing for a three, but they couldn't get it over there quick enough, so Andy just comes all the way out top to take it, gives it to Heiss on the right wing. Bounce pass into Bossert, double team, kicks it to the baseline. Bolt's going to take a 10-footer, no good. Ball is tapped out to Morgan Heiss. Second chance opportunity here. Baseline Bolt. They're trying to find that seam at the bottom of the 1-3-1 and have not been successful doing it. Heiss back to Bowers. And they'll reverse it over to Baugh. Back up Bowers, wants the three, but she's covered to Heiss. They look, but they don't fire. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. And Wood River hasn't scored in about 4 minutes. Here's a three by Bowers on the way. It is no good. The only bucket they have in this half is a three-pointer from Morgan Heiss, and the rebound brought down by Rouse, and up the floor comes Shelton. A minute 10 to go. Try to get it on the low block to Urbanek. Emma makes a nice one-handed catch to save it. Back to Brannigan, right corner. Out to Lindsey Hahn. Hahn swings it left side. Into the corner for a three. That is up and in by Emma Urbanek. Urbanek hits the three, and Shelton now has the lead at 19-17. They have scored the last 12 points. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Fast break at the other end. Wolf underneath is going to be fouled by Rouse, and that is her fourth. She's the only player in foul trouble, and she's going to check out. But first, some free throws are coming up for Becca Wolf. Again, it goes hand in hand. Wood River has done good breaking the press. They just haven't been able to score a lot off of it either, because Shelton hasn't had a chance to put the press on much. As Vanessa Resch re-enters the game for Rouse, the free throw was good by Becca Wolf, her first point of the ball game. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is going to bounce in. Our first tie of the ball game is at 19 with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brannigan to the free throw line, forces the runner up. It rattles out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Volk, and here comes Wood River the other way. And at midcourt, a travel as Hahn stepped in front of Kelsey Baugh and made her come to a quick stop. Turnover number 19 of the game on Wood River. Wood River was held to 26 points by top-ranked Sutton. They've been in the 30s quite a few times. And I guess you can see why. They just have not been a hot shooting team. On the other side, for Shelton, their lowest point total of the year looks to be the 37 against Lawrence Nelson, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Franklin, and they won two of those games. They have held an opponent to 11 in a game. Here's the jumper from the left corner, left wing, up and in by Vanessa Resch. So now the ball's starting to go in. 21-19 Shelton, 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bowers needs some help, fires over the top to Bossert. Right-hand corner to Heiss, back to Bowers with 6 seconds. Up top to Meade, to Bowers. Heiss is wide open, right-hand corner, three at the horn, in and out, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So after managing only 6 points in the first half, Shelton does put up 15 here in the third. And it's Shelton 21, Wood River 19, as we head to the fourth quarter on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Shelton and protect what needs to be protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits as we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play, and the ball will belong to Shelton. Shelton is scoring more in every quarter, and Wood River is scoring less. That's not good for the home team. It's 21-19 is all, though, as we start the fourth quarter. For Shelton, score by quarters, 0, 6, and 15. For Wood River, 8, 6, and 5. And on the inbound, Shelton didn't even know that it was coming in. Meyer got turned around, didn't even know the ball was coming to her, and out of bounds it goes. That's the 11th turnover of the game for Shelton. Wood River has given it up 19 times, including 7 last quarter. Emma Urbanek leads Shelton with 7 points, and still Connor Fisher has 4, and that leads Wood River, who has 7 players that have scored the 19 points. Balance, just no big totals. And Wood River will have the basketball here, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Heiss skip pass over to Baugh, back up top to Bowers, to Heiss. On the right elbow to Volk, wrap around Bossert in the lane, got fouled. Right on the arm, 2 free throws, finally got that ball inside to Kelly Bossert, who has managed only 3 points so far in the game. She's 1 of 2 at the line. The foul was on Emma Urbanek, her 2nd, 4th team foul. And the first free throw is on the way and good. 4 points now for Bossert. 21-20, Shelton. Wood River now 5 of 7 from the line. Shelton is 1 of 5. 2nd free throw in and out, no good. And Urbanek will grab her 7th rebound. Emma gives it off to Tracy Meyer into the front court. Left side, Brannigan. Brannigan well out above the arc. Goes to the left elbow to Resch. Tries to go backside to Urbanek. Deflected, but Emma grabs it. Back to Resch. Kicks it out of the wing, and they'll do it again. Quick ball reversal. Post not able to keep up with it that time. Brannigan, free throw line. Wraparound pass way out of the wing to Meyer. Meyer backs her way in. Tries to force it inside to Urbanek. Goes off the glass right back to her. Then to Meyer in the corner for a 3-pointer, which is no good. And the offensive rebound, Vanessa Resch able to track it down. So a long possession here for Shelton, leading it by 1. Throwing around, over, and into the zone at times of Wood River. Ratting it up top to Meyer. 6.5 to go in the game. 21-20. Shelton by 1, and they get it to the baseline and dribble it out of bounds. So they had a 2nd opportunity, but never got a 2nd shot up. And it'll be Wood River ball. Again, facing that 3-quarter court zone trap that Shelton's been throwing at him. Baugh into the front court. Heiss with it. Back up to Baugh. Swings it to Bowers. To Heiss. Open 3 on the way. Again, it rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound brought down. Looks like Resch got out of there with it. Wood River is 3 of 13 from 3-point land. Shelton is 1 of 8. Into the right-hand corner to Urbanek. Playing catch over there with Maggie and Emma. Now over to Brannigan for the 3. It's no good. And a ball comes on the floor. So do some players. And as they bounce off each other, the ball goes out and will stay with Shelton. They'll get it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Emma Urbanek. Lobs it up top to Resch. Back to Urbanek, who's open for the 3 in the right-hand corner and buries it. Emma Urbanek with her 2nd 3 of the ball game, 10 points, and Shelton now leads it by a score of 24-20 with 5:40 to go in the game. Eagles basketball between the circles, and they throw it into the band. Coach Derek Lindsay waiting to bring his boys up. He's propping that wall up just fine over there and threw it right to him. So Wood River with their first turnover of the 4th quarter, and Brannigan will bring it into the front court. But so far, struggling for the Eagles. Looking for that 3rd win, and they were up 10, amazingly enough, in this game. And now Meyer buries a 16-footer. And Shelton, who couldn't throw it in the ocean in the first half, is having a lot more success here with 20 points in the second half and a 6-point lead. Wood River gets it to Bossert in the paint, and it's contested. The shot won't go. Meyer's 6th rebound, and Wood River now is in a little bit of trouble. They can't allow Shelton to get any farther ahead right now. Meyer's going to try the 3 and bury it. A 3-pointer for Tracy Meyer, and it's now 29-20, Shelton. How much of a turnaround in this low-scoring game, and Wood River gets it into the front court and calls a timeout. It'll be a full-length timeout. 4:42 to go in the ball game. Shelton 29, Wood River 20 on KKPR.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet.
Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Getting into the second half, Gibbons girls were leading Amherst 36-25. They're well into the second half as well on ESPN 1460. Right here, it is 29-20 Shelton leading Wood River with 4.5 to go in our game. And the ball is Wood River's into Volt. Volt turned around jumper, left side of the key, will not go. Rebound brought down by Vanessa Resch. And Shelton is winning the battle of the boards here in the second half. Resch now free throw line jumper up and in. I guess it's evening out for Shelton. For as many shots as they missed in the first half, they're hitting him in the second half. They're probably close to 50% here in the second half. And definitely in the last 4 minutes, and a foul trying to steal it at midcourt. Going to be called on the Bulldogs. Vanessa Resch went for the steal. That's her second foul, 15 foul. But simply amazing the turnaround we've seen in this game. It was 17-7 Wood River early in the third quarter, and since then a 24-3 run by Shelton, and they are up 31-20. Bowers dribbles in, finally on an open look, and hit the 10-footer. Angie Bowers with the first two-point bucket of the entire half for Wood River. 31-22, they try to put some pressure on, but Shelton gets it in and up the floor quickly to Brannigan. Wood River's only committed two fouls, so they can do about anything they want here. As Urbonic drives, lowers the shoulder, runs over the defender, they'll call the blocking foul on Kelly Bossert. Urbonic got into the paint in a hurry, and that'll be Bossert's first personal foul. Not on the shot, doesn't hurt anything. And the way the game's going, Wood River's going to have to put Shelton to the line eventually, it looks like. So they need to commit a few more as we get closer. Try to enter it down low. Ball knocked away. Back out to Rouse. Rouse's shot is going to be short and out of bounds. Shelton thinks it's tipped. And the official comes in and says, yes, it was. One official said it wasn't. The other said, no, that was tipped. And so Shelton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And it'll be Rouse to throw it in. Try to lob it to the high post. They get it to Urbonic. She had to go up and make a nice grab to Meyer. Now back down to Rouse, who's double-teamed and tied up. Coming in there to tie her up is Bowers. The arrow points the way of Wood River. So Shelton turns it over for the third time here in the quarter. When you've only scored 22 points all game, it's hard to get 9 in the last 3.5, and they're going to need at least 9 points here. Down 31-22. Brown back in the game. And Wood River the basketball. With it is Baugh. Bounce pass right side to Brown. Oh, they had Volt, but when they dropped the ball, they couldn't get it to her on the second pass, so they kick it back out. Meade, Brown, up to Bowers, comes into the paint, puts the shot up, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Rouse got a hand on it. And checking back in, Lindsey Hahn put a little more height on the floor. 3 minutes to go, 31-22 Shelton. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and the web at kkpr.com. Wood River has two timeouts remaining. Shelton does have four. Coach Schultz didn't panic when his team wasn't scoring. He knew they were getting shots up, and they were moving the ball and playing good defense. They just couldn't make anything. They were 3 of 22 in the first half. But now they have a 9-point lead. Ball, one dribble back to Bowers, almost stolen away by Rogge, and now Shelton comes out and puts on a lot of pressure and commits the foul. It's the one thing they don't want to do is give Wood River free throw opportunities here, and that's going to be Tracy Meyer's second, the sixth team foul, so they'll take it out at midcourt again. But Wood River's got to get moving. They're standing around, even off the inbounds here. Finally, they get it going full. Right elbow. Just keep passing and not looking at a shot right now, and that's got to be concerning for Wood River. Bowers thought about the three, didn't take it. 2.5 to go. Bowers, ball fake around Meyer. Drives, puts up a 9-footer. It's in and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and last touch by Shelton that actually bounced off the foot of the Bulldogs, Rouse. And Wood River will maintain it as Heiss comes back into the ball game. 2:20 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show. When we're done, we'll give you all the numbers and get ready for the boys game. Try to set up a three to Bowers. She'll get the three away and hit it. Angie Bowers with her second three of the basketball game, and it's 31-25 with 2:10 to go. Baseball pass to break the pressure to Hahn, to Rogge, the trailer. She got too deep and had to throw it out and turned it over. Shelton turnover. Wood River wants to run, but Shelton gets back defensively to Bowers. A three in transition. Won't go. That would have cut the lead to two, or would have cut it in half. Would have cut it to three, and the rebound brought down by Tracy Meyer, and Shelton wants to call a timeout. Coach Randy Schultz, his team's up by six with a minute 49, and they're playing like it was the opening tip, so he wants to settle it down, work some clock here. With 1:49 to go in the basketball game, it is Shelton 31 and Wood River 25. We'll be back after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And we're back here at Wood River High School. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night of high school hoops. 1:49 remains in our girls game. Shelton 31, Wood River 25. Wood River's got to be aware of the situation here. Go out, try and steal that ball, and don't worry if you foul because you only have been called for three and a half. Down six. They're probably going to want to send Shelton to the line here if they keep milking the clock, which has got to be what Randy Schultz is telling his team to do. And Shelton has not been shooting free throws well. They're just one of five in the basketball game. So the game's far from over, but the bottom line is when the Eagles get it, they've got to score, and they are currently 4 of 15 from three-point land. And there's a foul out front. Bowers with it. And again, something that's you just don't learn and practice how to foul. That's one of those things I've never seen anybody practice at the high school level is how to foul. Don't just go out and smack him. Go for that steal. You run him over, big deal. And see, now Bowers has done it twice in a row, just committing the foul. And now she's got four fouls. She's your best shooter out there tonight. And she's got four fouls. And a whole 6 seconds ran off the clock, and Wood River not able to even attempt to try to steal it. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Brannigan, and Bowers is on her. They have to go man-to-man. Brannigan crossover dribble, just trying to play keep away, and gets called for the double dribble, trying to go around the screen that Meyer set for her. And that is the fifth turnover of the quarter. That's the most turnovers in any quarter for Shelton tonight. So Wood River gets the ball back, down six with a minute 33 to go. They'll get it in to Meade, who gets it into the front court, and a timeout going to be called. Or Baugh, I keep saying Meade. I mean Kelsey Baugh. I apologize for that, but they just wanted to get it into the front court and call a timeout, and it looks like it's going to be another full-length timeout, which leaves Coach Parlin with only one. 1:29 to go in the game. It's 31-25. Shelton will be right back on Classic Hits.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
A minute and a half to go in our game. It's 31-25. Shelton Wood River out of the timeout has the basketball. And Shelton all over him, forces him to turn it over. Brannigan forces the turnover, just the second of the quarter for Wood River. And now the Eagles come out and again commit a foul at midcourt that's going to send to the sixth team foul. So we're not in the one-on-one yet. Kelsey Baugh with her second foul. So one more foul and it'll send them to the one-on-one. But Wood River's got to try and steal the ball, not just reach out and grab after it's already in. There's good defense. They finally do get it into Brannigan, and that's who Shelton wants to have the ball. Bowers on her. She's got four fouls, so she can't foul Brannigan. Brannigan dribbling around, a minute five to go to Urbanek. Urbanek in the right-hand corner. Kick it back out. A minute to go. And just holding the ball out there is going to be Shelton. Now Heiss will come in and commit the foul on Emma Urbanek. So Morgan Heiss with her second foul, and Emma Urbanek, who has not been to the line, will shoot a one-and-one. She is the game's leading scorer with 10 points. Resch in for Shelton. Meade now comes in for Wood River. 53 seconds to go in the game. 31-25, and this could make it a three-possession game if Urbanek can make the first free throw. In the one-and-one, the lefty puts it up, and it is no good. Long rebound. Heiss pulls it down. So another opportunity here for Wood River, who was up by 10 in the second half, then found themselves down 11. Bowers gets it over to Meade. 40 seconds to go. Meade wide open, shoots the three, but it will not go. Rebound comes down. Brannigan grabs it out of there for Shelton, and she's going to be fouled at the backcourt as they got it to Meyer, and Meyer got thumped by Bossert. Second on Bossert, and Tracy Meyer will go to the line. Meyer has 8 points all of the second half. Again, Shelton had only 6 points in the first half. They were shut out in the first quarter. They were 3 of 22 from the field. All the bad things you could think of that comes with offensive basketball is what happened to Shelton in the first half, and they have turned it around and look a little bit more like their old selves here. Meyer's first free throw of the night is on the way, and it is no good. They are 1 of 7, and we get a jump ball on the rebound. The arrow points the way of Shelton. Good hustle in there by Kelsey Rouse. And so Shelton has it with 33 seconds. Misco Sports postgame show when we're all done. Shelton gets it in underneath to Brannigan, whose short little jumper is no good. It goes out of bounds, and I thought Wood River blocked the shot. Thought Wood River got a hand on it, so if it went over the backboard, it should have been Shelton basketball, but that's not what they're going to say. Wood River has it. Pressure in the backcourt. Just 25 seconds to go. Into the front court, a blocking foul going to be called on Shelton with 23 seconds to go, and that'll put Baugh at the line to shoot a 1-1. Maggie Urbanek, her first of the game. Kelsey Baugh, 1 of 2 at the line for her only point, and she needs them here. 23 seconds to go, down 6. And the first free throw is in. Baugh gets the second one. 31-26. Resch back in. Rouse out for Shelton coach Randy Schultz. 31-26 Shelton. 23 seconds to go. Kelsey Bond's second free throw on the way. It's no good. Ball comes out into the corner, and Emma Urbanek grabs it and an immediate foul on Wood River. So Urbanek, who missed the front end of a 1-1, will go back to the line with 21 seconds remaining. The foul on Bossert is her third. Shelton needs to make a free throw or two here to put it away. They've missed the front end of both 1-1s here in the quarter. This time, they miss it again, but an offensive rebound put back up and in. Vanessa Resch, and that's going to do it. Shelton got the offensive rebound again, and Wood River has 12 seconds. In the backcourt, a little pressure. Bowers gets it into the front court. Bossert just launches up the three. It is no good. Ball comes back down to her. Shot no good. Time continues to run, and time runs out of this basketball game. It is over. And this is going to be a tough one for Wood River. The last couple of games, they played pretty well. They scored points. They came up short by 4 and 7 points to conference foes Loup City and Adams Central. But tonight was not what they had been doing lately, and that's going to be a tough one to swallow here. Wood River, where they went into some games thinking they could pick up some wins, haven't been able to pick any up, and they will fall to 2-11, and Shelton will survive and go to 10-5. Not pretty, but it's a win for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, 33-26 over Wood River, and we'll look at the numbers on the Bisco Sports postgame show in a minute.
Pro-Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what Laser Tech of Nebraska offers you. Laser Tech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day. Laser Tech, 800-647-5277.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Shelton and protect what needs to be protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Time now for the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Miskos is getting you ready for youth wrestling with singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes from all the great brand names like Mattman, Asics, Brute, and Adidas. Miskos Sports takes care of you young and old at Miskos. Open until 8 tonight. They're open late every Thursday on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers of tonight's basketball game. Starting with the Wood River Lady Eagles, Kelsey Baugh had 2 points and two rebounds. Jessica Mead, 3 points and two rebounds. Alexis Burkhardt had a rebound. Connor Fisher, 4 points, two rebounds. Becca Volpe, 2 points, two rebounds. Morgan Heist, 3 points, six rebounds. Then you come down to Angie Bowers, who had the team-high 8 points tonight. She had four rebounds. Jocelyn Brown had three rebounds, and Kelly Bossert held to 4 points tonight. She had a team-high 7 rebounds. 21 rebounds in the first half, but only 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Wood River, 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers 12 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Wood River had 14 points at halftime, 12 in the second half. The Eagles finish with 26 points, 29 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line. 4 of 17 from 3-point land and 21 turnovers. Wood River falls to 2-11 on the season. They will be at Central City tomorrow, then return home on Tuesday to take on Ord, and they're home 1 week from tonight to take on Gibbon before the conference tournament. We'll look at the final numbers for Shelton right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Tracy Meyer, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Christina Rogge, 4 points. Vanessa Resch, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Maggie Urbanek, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kaylin Brannigan, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Kelsey Rouse, 3 rebounds and a block. Lindsey Hahn, a rebound and a block. And Emma Urbanek led the Bulldogs tonight with 10 points and 8 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, 9 in the second half. For Shelton, they had just 6 points at halftime, able to put up 27, though, in the second half, and finish with 33 points, 30 rebounds, 1 of 8 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from a 3-point land, 2 block shots and 15 turnovers, and Shelton rallies from 10 down to beat Wood River 33-26 and improve to 10-5 on the season. Shelton is now off until next Saturday when they travel to Blue Hill, and then it's in to the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open late night on Thursdays for your shopping convenience. Stop by and get the gear you need as January moves along. We'll take a break. Be back in about 12 minutes for our boys game between the 7-5 Wood River Eagles and the 11-2 Shelton Bulldogs. Again, the final, 33-26 Shelton in the girls game. Don't forget Amherst and Gibbon currently playing on ESPN 1460, where at last check, Gibbon's lead was cut to 6, 57-51 over Amherst with 2 minutes to go. Keep it here. We'll be back in just a bit on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
All weekend, the best music ever made from a Motor City.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about.
It's a Motown weekend.